views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
And good afternoon and welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal, regenerate, renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But, of course, it needs the raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplements to do its work. We're here to help you understand how to use those nutritional supplements for your good health and longevity. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. If you've got questions about nutrition, about health, about healing, about herbs, about prescription drugs, if you've got a success story, or if you just want to chime in and contribute to the conversation today, we'd love to hear from you. I thought we'd start off the program talking today about one of the reasons why our health in the United States of America and probably around the world is not as good as it should be. You know, our genetic lifespan is about 130 years, which means human beings are designed to live to be about 130. And this happens periodically around the world. Of course, we know in this country we're lucky to make it half that far. Average lifespan is about 70 or 75, creeping up very slowly. One of the reasons can be traced back to a story that I got off of the internet today. Check this out. Deep fried Coke, a big hit at state fairs. Now, I've heard of all kinds of yucky foods, certainly fast foods and hamburgers and hot dogs and candy bars. Certainly the foods that we eat today cannot be considered to be healthy by a long stretch. But can you imagine this? Deep fried Coke, a big hit at state fairs. Apparently, there's a gentleman named Abel Gonzalez. And according to this article, this deep-fried Coke is the brainchild of Abel Gonzalez. He modified his recipe recently to make it a little bit more cake-like and more spongy so it would absorb more Coke. But he's won several prizes at the Texas State Fair for most creative foods. Now, keep in mind, Abel Gonzalez is very famous in the deep-fried food business because he's the man who invented deep-fried peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And deep-fried Twinkies, for that matter. Now, today we have deep-fried cookies and deep-fried pickles, but I don't think I've ever heard anything as ridiculous as deep-fried Coke. Now, Coca-Cola in general is not the best thing in the world for you, but deep-fried, my God. You know, if you're going to be drinking a lot of soda pop, by the way, one thing you want to concern yourself with is bone health. Phosphoric acid, and that's the material that gives Coca-Cola its bite, leaches minerals from your bones and can lead to osteoporosis. And, of course, for you ladies out in the audience, osteoporosis is a very real issue. There's some 30 million cases of osteoporosis. 30 million people have osteoporosis in this country. 80% of them are women. If you are concerned about bone health, calcium is important, and so is magnesium, and so is zinc. But guess what? Your bones are not made of calcium, and they're not made of magnesium, and they're not made of zinc. Your bones are made of protein, yet another very important reason to make sure that you're getting enough protein in your diet. You want about half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight of protein. If you are worried about building bone or if you're an athlete, you may need to take a little bit more than that. You always want to take your protein in divided doses. And, of course, you all know that the best protein going is whey protein, the kind you find in Youngevity's Nature's Whey or the BioLumen Nightly Essence or Living Essence products. A scoop of Nature's Whey or scoop of BioLumen Living Essence or Nightly Essence can go a long way towards helping you not just build bone, but also towards helping you build muscle. And by the way, did you know that protein can actually help you think more clearly? A lot of protein deficiency can result in a lot of cases of just plain old brain fog. That's because proteins are used by your body to make neurotransmitters, brain chemicals, chemicals that help your nerve cells talk to each other. Proteins also very important for the immune system. Proteins also very important for the digestive system. And whey protein, in particular, is very important for the lower part of your digestive system, your colon. That's because whey protein helps you make those all-important good bacteria, probiotics. And you know, if you've listened to this program, I'm always talking about probiotics, good bacteria. Your colon makes about 500 trillion good bacteria. And that means that's a healthy colon, by the way. Most of us don't have healthy colons, which means we're not making those good bacteria. Why are good bacteria important? Well, first of all, they help detoxify substances that can cause cancer. They help protect us against excess cholesterol and excess estrogen. Good bacteria are also very important for helping you make vitamins. One of the most important vitamins that good bacteria make is vitamin K. And vitamin K is one of those misunderstood vitamins that we don't talk a lot about, but vitamin K is also very important for helping you build bone. Did you know vitamin K acts like a calcium magnet? Vitamin K can actually trap calcium and keep it in your bone where it belongs. If you're taking calcium supplements, for example, and that calcium is not going to your bone, that calcium can deposit into soft tissues in your body. It can deposit into your heart. It can deposit into your kidneys. And it can deposit into your brain as well. In fact, calcium deposits can be a leading cause of heart disease and a leading cause of stroke as well. Vitamin K acts as a calcium magnet. Vitamin K is also very important for keeping you from bruising. If you find that you're bruising more regularly, especially as you get older, it may be because you're not getting enough of this very important vitamin K. One of the reasons why we don't get enough vitamin K is because we're not eating our green leafy vegetables. Another reason is because we don't have enough of these good bacteria, so-called probiotics. Why do you suppose we don't have enough good bacteria? Well, most of us are getting antibiotics through our water or through our poultry or through our fish or even through our pharmacies. Antibiotics are a serious issue, and you don't want to be taking an antibiotic unless you absolutely need to. And you certainly don't want to be staying on an antibiotic for a long period of time. One of the most ridiculous medical strategies is when doctors keep a patient on an antibiotic for a long period of time. If you have an immune issue and you need an antibiotic, well, one of the best ways to protect your immune system, as we talk about regularly on this program, is to make sure that you get quality nutritional supplementation, especially vitamin C and selenium and zinc, and of course, making sure you restrict your sugars and refined carbohydrates. As always, there's a good nutritional strategy for almost every kind of health issue that you may face. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and you're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. We're going to come back with more good health information and take your calls as well at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're taking a timeout, and we will be back right after this break, and you should too.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. docksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.kseo.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.kseo.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. I'll be sitting in for Dr. Wallach for the next 50 minutes or so, taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We're taking your calls on questions about health information, if you've got questions about prescription drugs, if you've got questions about herbs, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation today, we'd love to hear from you. The show is about you. It's about helping you understand how to use nutritional supplements for your good health and longevity. And as always, I'm joined by my good friend and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Hello, Ben. It's always great to have you on.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I like that story you had about the
deep-fried
Coca-Cola. Is the only place you can get that at the Texas State Fair?
Are you looking for some deep-fried Coke?
I'd try it, you know.
Would you really
try it? I tried garlic ice cream one time. So,
you know, in the interests of science, I might consider trying it. But I got to tell you, the thought is pretty hideous.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I have also had the deep-fried Twinkie before.
What is that like? Come on.
It's just like a regular Twinkie, except it's all crispy and the inside's a little more runny.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. There is a deep-fried rage going on. People are really gravitating towards these deep-fried foods. And you know what it's all about, really?
George Foreman and the deep-fried daddy.
Well, he doesn't do deep-fried stuff, does he?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, okay. Let me tell you what it's all about. We have a big fat deficiency crisis in this country. Fats are an incredibly important part of good health. And because we don't have access to good fats, that is essential fatty acids, our bodies are craving fats, and we're going towards whatever fat we can find. And it's not just deep-fried fats, ice cream and milk and cheese, pizza, all those kinds of foods. I mean, you can't go a block in most cities without finding a pizza parlor, sometimes two or three of them. And it's really because we have a big fat deficiency crisis in this country. Fats are critically important for good health. They're important for central nervous system health, for hormone health, for the health of your joints. Fats help turn on the growth of systems, especially as we're growing. So the real answer to any kind of fat craving problem we have, or if you want to gravitate away from French fries and deep fried foods, get yourself on Youngevity's Ultimate EFA Plus E. And that's one of the neat benefits to supplementing with essential fatty acids is you notice that you're not craving fatty foods as much. And I know it didn't take very long for me. When I started supplementing, 15 years ago or so, with my essential fatty acids, within a month I was eating less fat, and to the point today where I hardly ever crave fats unless I miss a couple days of EFAs.
And really?
If I miss a couple days of EFAs, I find myself just heading for pizza or whatever kind of fat there is there, because there's a absolutely vital need for good fats. Now, keep in mind, most people, Doug, go cradle to grave. I'm talking birth to death without getting enough quality essential fatty acids. And the three ways you know that you're not getting enough EFAs are: number one, dry skin; number two, fat cravings; and number three, for women, menstrual cramps. And what women will notice is once they start supplementing with their essential fatty acids, their menstrual cramps disappear. And what women will notice also is when they're cramping, they're craving fatty foods as well. So if you're find yourself gravitating towards these fatty foods, these deep-fried foods, deep-fried Coke, deep-fried Twinkies, hopefully not, then you know right away you got to get yourself some Youngevity Ultimate EFAs. Get yourself about 3 to 6 to 9 capsules every day. Always take them with food. Helps the absorption if you take them with a little bit of food. If you burp them back up, then that means you need digestive enzymes. And keep in mind, if you're not absorbing your essential fatty acids, that means you're not absorbing vitamins D, E, A, or K, and that means a whole slew of other health problems. And you can see why we're not as healthy in this country as we should be. Without these vitamins, without these essential fats, there's absolutely no way you can be healthy, and there's absolutely no way you can avoid some of these diseases like cancer and heart disease that are killing millions of Americans every year. I also want to talk a little bit about this Ritalin story, too, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Then, while we're talking about the fats, I did want to mention real quick that Walt Disney and company, they're concerned about these fats, too. They're actually now going to start limiting the amount of calories and fats and sugars that it will allow in packaged foods that they market to kids with, of course, the faces of Mickey Mouse and Goofy and all the other Disney characters.
Talking about limiting the fats.
Well, what they're going to do is, for instance, they said foods will not exceed 10% of the calories for main and side dishes as far as sugar goes, and 25% for the calories in snacks. And total fats will not exceed 30% of calories for main and side dishes, and 35% for snacks. So there you go. If you want to have Mickey on the cover of your stuff, then it's going to
fall. So you could have a snack that's 60% sugar and fat, and that's limited.
No, 25%
sugar and
35%
fat. Well,
it'd be 30% for main dishes of fat. 30% is the limit, is how much you can have.
Okay, so 30% in fat and 20% sugar?
In main and side dishes, 10%.
So 50%, 30 and 10, 40%.
Yeah.
Okay, so 40% sugar and fat, or for snacks, what was the total?
25 and 35, so that would be 60. Yeah.
60%. That's a heck of a lot of sugar and fat, buddy. 60% sugar and fat. And the key question to ask, of course, is what kind of fat? We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I also want to talk about the different kinds of sugars, these low glycemic and high glycemic sugars. We're going to cover a lot of good healthcare topics today, so stick aboard, stick with us, and give us a call, too, 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, and you're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
This is Ben and Doug Winfrey sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. 831-685-1080 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. We're talking about our American diet. And I also want to cover an interesting story that we're talking about off the air here, Doug, about Ritalin for little babies. How's that?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe this story when I read it. The government actually did a study because this was actually, I believe, paid for by the National Institute of Health, Mental Health.
Right. And they paid for it or they did the study?
They paid for the study.
They did, huh?
And they actually did the study. They say it's the first long-term government study of preschoolers who take Ritalin. And they said that because they wanted to warn of any side effects that would be found in children with severe problems.
Yeah.
Now, they say, of course, the drug isn't approved for kids under the age of 6.
They're just checking out to see if they can expand their market a little bit.
Well, they're already finding. The reason why they did the research was because they said there were concerns over reports of soaring numbers of preschoolers now being given psychiatric drugs, including Ritalin.
I did see that.
The message from the study was proceed with caution. And that comes from Dr. Thomas Insel, the director of the National Institute of Mental Health. And what I found appalling was the fact that they said that 40% of the kids in this study developed side effects. 11% dropped out because of problems, including irritability, weight loss, insomnia, and a slowed growth.
Jeez.
They actually found that during the study, which was 70 weeks, those that were on methylphenidate, or generic Ritalin, they grew about a half an inch less and gained about 2 pounds less than someone who wasn't on this drug.
They're being poisoned.
Sure.
Now, what I want to know is how can you tell if a three-year-old has ADD?
That was another thing that was, they said the kids in the study had severe ADHD.
What does that mean?
Included behaviors like hanging from a ceiling fan, jumping off of a slide, or playing with fire. Yeah, it's right here in this CNN story.
It says hanging from a ceiling fan?
Hanging from a ceiling fan. Now, they didn't have ceiling fans.
Have you ever done that?
No, because by the time they had ceiling fans, I weighed way too much for it to hold me up.
Have you done it recently?
No, that's what I say. I would try it, but they won't hold me up, you know.
Okay,
but I did jump off slides and play with fire at times, which are two of the other things. So you know,
you should have been dosed with Ritalin.
I probably should have been doped up from the age of 4, probably. Yeah.
Now there's this article. I don't know if you saw this one. Use of antipsychotics by kids increases fivefold.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I saw that.
So basically, we're drugging our children. What's up with
this? The brain's not even developed yet.
That's right. Well, so then what's the alternative? If you're a parent with a child with ADD or some kind of psychiatric disorder, I'm not going to tell you that all you have to do is just give them some vitamins and that'll take care of it. But there are certainly nutrients that can help central nervous system functioning. And there are manifestations of deficiencies. That is, if you don't have certain nutrients, certain psychiatric or emotional disturbances can manifest themselves. For example, we know that if kids don't get enough vitamin B1 or thiamine, they may exhibit aggressive behavior or perhaps problems focusing. In fact, the B vitamins are absolutely vital for central nervous system functioning. So, maybe we're experiencing a B vitamin deficiency issue, not a Ritalin deficiency issue. And if you compound this observation with the fact that the B vitamins are singularly important for the utilization and absorption, the metabolism of sugars, maybe we have a big problem with B vitamins. Maybe we don't need to be giving our kids Ritalin. Maybe we need to be giving our kids B vitamins. And perhaps we should look at the side effect profile side by side of Ritalin and the B complex of vitamins. What do you suppose we would see? Well, you wouldn't have any toxicity with the B vitamins. In fact, the side effects of the B vitamins would be beneficial effects. My friends, we don't need prescription drugs. We need to be put on good nutritional supplement programs. We need to be making sure our diets are appropriate, and we need to be making sure that we're getting appropriate exercise. We'll talk more about this and take your calls if you want to chime in, if you want to contribute, if you've got a success story, or if you've got questions about your prescription drugs or nutritional supplements. We're here to help. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, toll free. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. Thanks for being here. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. We got a full board, but if you hear somebody drop off, that's your cue to give us a shout. We want to talk to you today about your prescription drugs, about nutritional supplements, about whatever may ail you, or if you've got an opinion or a success story you want to chime in on the add into the conversation today. We're talking about Ritalin and prescription drugs and horrible foods like deep fried Coca-Cola. I did want to touch on one thing before we take calls. We'll get right to you. I know there's a bunch of folks on hold. You know about the difference between low glycemic and high glycemic sugars? Have we talked about that?
Yeah, you have mentioned it in the past. I think it's you should go over it again.
Right.
Yeah.
So sugars are not sugars are not sugars. They're not all created equal, and there can be divided into it can be several ways of categorizing sugars. But the most effective way to determine how good or how bad a sugar is by something called the glycemic index. The glycemic index is a measurement of how fast or slow a sugar is absorbed. So we find that the more refined a sugar is, typically, not always, but typically, the higher the glycemic number, glycemic index number, and the lower the glycemic index number, like whole grain kinds of foods or fruits or vegetables, the better the sugar is going to be for you. So when we talk about the importance of sugars, we're talking about low glycemic index sugars. And the reason I want to bring this up today is because a study that just came out, and this is relevant, I found this very relevant, at least for my business, because as you know, Doug, I'm in the skincare business. It turns out that nutritionists enlisted 50 boys who had severe acne, and they found that when acne patients were put on low glycemic index carbohydrates and higher protein, they had a dramatic improvement in their acne. More than half of the kids showed an improvement in acne. And this is very important because kids today are eating so many of these high glycemic index sugars, of which Coke is just one. Candy bars and pastas and fruit bars and these breakfast bar kinds of things that the kids are eating today can be a real big problem when it comes to skin issues. Not only when it comes to emotional issues, which we're talking about, and mental issues, but when it comes to the appearance of the skin. Acne, of course, is a big problem for teenage boys. You know, indigenous cultures don't really get acne, and acne is really a disease of modern technology. We didn't have a lot of acne back in the old days, and that could have a lot to do with the fact that we've learned to process food so well and create these high glycemic index foods. So if you're a teenager listening, or if you're a parent of a teenager and you're concerned about the acne, then you may want to consider a high protein, Longevity's Nature's Way, or Biolumin Living Essence, and restricting the amount of these high glycemic carbohydrates like fruit juices and candy bars and those kinds of things, donuts and all the things kids are eating today. Okay, I think we should take a phone call. What do you say, Doug?
That sounds good. We also want to bring up one last thing on the Ritalin deal is that I think this is important, that several of the researchers involved with this particular study actually have financial ties to makers of these drugs for
surprise,
ADHD.
Surprise, surprise.
Including the lead author, Dr. Lawrence Greenhill,
you know,
who's actually been a paid speaker for these companies.
We have no shame here. What is this guy's name?
Dr. Lawrence Greenhill. He's a psychiatrist with Columbia University and New York State Psychiatric Institute.
And so he's a lead author of the study, and he has financial ties.
Yeah, he's been a paid spokesperson for these companies ADHD drugs.
Come on. That's terrible. And this is a guy from Columbia University, too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And the government went after Lester Crawford.
Right. You know, but that's an important point, actually, that you bring up. When you read these studies, you got to read them with a grain of salt, the results of these studies with a grain of salt. And really the question is, who benefits? Always ask that question when you read something. Who benefits? Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we'll take your calls. I know there's a few folks on hold. Stay there. We will get to all of you. And then if you want to speak to me, as soon as you hear somebody drop off, give us a shout at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach along with Doug Winfrey. We're going to be right back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Don't go away.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Longevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Longevity. If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, We can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We're going to take your calls, but before we do, I want to say one last thing about the B vitamins and acne. A topical niacin, vitamin B3, has been shown in numerous studies to be as effective as topical antibiotics. So you may want to think about that, parents or kids, if you're listening out there and you have acne, or you're worried about somebody in your family with acne, think about topical vitamin B3, topical niacin, which also is very important for sugar metabolism and also very important for arthritis, too. Not topical, but internal vitamin B3. And we'll talk about that more on a later program. But right now, we are going to go to the telephones. I know there's folks on hold, so let's see who's waiting, Doug.
Let's head to Santa Cruz, California. And David, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hi, David.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Doug.
What's up?
Just wondering if either of you guys have tried the deep fried Budweiser.
No, not yet. Why don't you give us a try it and let us know how you do it.
All right.
Have you heard of deep fried beer?
No. The closest I've done is I drank tequila and deep fried the worm, but I just assume maybe they had the deep fried Budweiser.
Have you ever had any of the deep fried Twinkies or anything like that?
No.
You know they sell them on the boardwalk in Santa Cruz.
Do they?
Yeah. When I was in Santa Cruz last year, they had deep-fried Twinkies and deep-fried Snickers bars.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even eat a regular Twinkie, so
yeah,
I don't know about deep-frying it anyway.
All right. How can we help you, buddy?
Well, you know, I have been trying to figure out how to filter the water, and I've been kind of researching the subject, and now I'm more confused than ever because I understand there's a difference, like, with maybe doing a carbon filter, reverse osmosis, but my concern would be, is filtering water such a good idea at all? Does it remove things that should not be removed from the water?
You know, you're not going to remove things that should not be removed from the water. No, that won't happen. The problem with the water filters is you don't know when the water filters start to go bad. And that's the really big problem with the water filters. There's different types of water filters, and some of them are good, and especially most of them are good when you first start. When you first start using them, but over time they don't work as well. And you won't know when that point is reached when they're not working as effectively. And that's really the biggest problem associated with the water filters. There's different kinds of toxins that different ones will remove. Most of them will remove chlorine. Most of them will remove lead. Not all of them will remove bacteria. Not all of them will remove drugs, for example. And there's measurable amounts of drugs in the water. Not all of them will remove benzene. And there's benzene in our water. Not all of them will remove pesticides. So to me, I'm looking at distilled water as still being the best water. It's 60 cents to a dollar a gallon, and it gets almost everything you need to get out of it, and it tastes great. So if you're going to use a water filter, you know, I don't know which ones are going to be the best water filters. You'll have to, like, look at whether it removes the chlorine, the lead, things called VOCs, pesticides, MTBE, which is an additive that's in gasoline and is in our water. I'll tell you what, distilled water is still the best. For the money, distilled water is still the best way to go. If you're going to use a water filter, go over what it's filtering. Make sure it gets all the big stuff out. And then also the cost, too. Some of them are the range that I've seen is from 9 cents a gallon to 30 cents a gallon in terms of the cost. So, and just because you pay more for it doesn't mean it's going to be better. Distilled water is still the best way to go, but if your heart's set on a water filter, make sure you compare it with the other water filters as far as what it's getting out in terms of drugs, pesticides, and chlorine. Okay? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, that's an interesting topic, Doug. But I'll tell you what, I drink.
You know, at our house, what, the way we gauge whether that water filter is bad or not is when no water comes out any longer.
Yeah, well,
we figure it's time to change
that's
it.
That's good, but except for what happened like the week before. You know, but there's all these things that you want to look for: bacteria, chlorine, fluoride, hydrogen sulfide. Taste even is something that you want to look to filter. Iron, VOCs, radon. There's a whole bunch of things that need to be filtered out. And also, by the way, reverse osmosis is a very nice little technology, and you can actually get reverse osmosis machines. Reverse osmosis, also known as hyperfiltration, and you can get reverse osmosis machines and keep them under your sink, and that's not a bad way to go either, but it's not perfect. Reverse osmosis is still not perfect. You're not going to get removal of radon, and some of the gases like hydrogen sulfide aren't going to come out either, so... there's no perfect water filtration system. Distilled water is great, but you want to do some studying on all the different ones. Okay, let's take another call, Doug.
Let's head on to Pennsylvania and Mark. Mark, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, first of all, I thought distilled water was not good for you. I thought it took minerals out of your water.
No, that's a myth. Distilled water, the water in your body is distilled water.
Okay, fine.
So there is a lot of mythology around that. No, distilled water does not leach minerals from your bones. That does not happen.
Okay, I'm calling about thyroid problem.
Sure.
I've been diagnosed yesterday or today, actually, with hyperthyroidism.
Hyper or hypo?
Hyper.
Okay.
Graves' disease.
Okay.
They want me to take the nuclear stuff, and I don't want to do that.
You know what? I don't blame you. They want to zap your thyroid, basically.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes they take the whole thing out when you have Graves' disease. Do they talk about that?
Talked about that. There's three ways. They said take it out, surgery, treat it with the radiation, and you can treat it with drugs, you know, and it takes about a year.
I'll tell you what. I would be very careful about radiation therapy. I'd be very careful about messing around with my thyroid. Obviously, your thyroid is a critically important hormone gland. Are you skinny? Are you losing weight? Any issues around?
I don't have an issue, really. I'm about 190, 195, and about 6 foot.
And so do you have any problems with jitteriness or nervousness or anything with your eyes?
No.
Or no issues at all?
I have a few issues, and they basically the symptoms of Graves' disease says. Rapid heart rate, that's my biggest problem.
Okay, anything else?
I feel a little bit hot. I perspire a little bit.
That's about all? How old are you?
53, and I've been on a pig pack since 2000.
You know what? I don't even know if I worry about it. If you don't have any symptoms, I wouldn't worry about it. Now, as far as the heart rate goes, you do want to work on slowing your heart rate down, and one of the best ways to do it is to exercise so your heart gets bigger and doesn't have to move as fast or pump as fast. Another thing you could do is make sure you're taking things like magnesium that can kind of relax your heart a little bit. I'm not sure if you're getting enough magnesium in the pig pack, but you may want to consider taking a gram or so of magnesium every day. That can have a relaxing effect on the heart. And the best way of all to slow down your heart rate is to slow down your breathing. And this is something that's fully in your control. Taking long, deep breaths is a great way to slow down your heart. If the only issue you're having is a rapid heartbeat and you're okay otherwise, I wouldn't even worry about it personally.
Well, my numbers are down, too, way down.
What do you mean? What numbers?
My free T4.
See, those tests are notoriously inaccurate. So I wouldn't necessarily pay attention to those if you're asymptomatic. You really want to go by your symptoms, and this is true for everybody who's got problems with their thyroid, hyper or hypo. A lot of times you'll have symptoms, but your numbers will be fine, and the doctor will say you're fine. A lot of times you won't have symptoms, but your numbers won't be good, and your doctor will say you need help. Don't go by the numbers. Let me say that again because it's extremely important. Do not go by the numbers. Go by your symptoms. It's extremely important to understand these tests are based on normal, whatever that means, people. They're based on average, whatever that means, people. And there's no such thing as average. There's no such thing as normal. So don't worry about the numbers. Aside from that, the numbers themselves are not really accurate all the time. So you really have to go by your symptoms. And my friend, it sounds like the only symptom you have is an issue around rapid heartbeat. There's all kinds of ways you can stabilize your heart rate without having to poison your thyroid or zap your thyroid or take the darn thing out. So personally, if I were you, I would be working on some exercise strategies, perhaps some nutritional strategies like the B vitamins and magnesium, which can have a nice relaxing effect on the cardiovascular system, and then deep breathing. And those are very non-toxic alternative strategies for helping take care of a rapid heart rate without having to go into toxic radiation. My God, they want to zap your thyroid with radiation because your heart rate is up or take the thing out. So that's my recommendation to you. B vitamins, magnesium, also essential fatty acids can have a nice stabilizing effect too. And then don't forget some exercise as well. Okay, we're going to come back. You've got a few more minutes to talk to you at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the CBS Radio Network. We're coming right back after this break.
In order to absorb nutrients and digest protein properly, the body needs to have the right pH level of stomach acid. When the pH level isn't acidic enough, you can't absorb nutrients properly, allowing the food you eat to ferment, produce gas, cause belching, and that bloated feeling. Ultimate Enzymes is perfect for those people who have to watch what they eat. Each bottle contains betaine hydrochloride and ox bile, an enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, including maintaining proper pH levels. And at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll properly digest fats, proteins, and nutrients without eating away your hard-earned dough. Balance your stomach pH levels and get rid of excess gas that causes belching and bloating by giving your body what it needs for proper digestive health. Ultimate Enzymes.
To order Ultimate Enzymes, contact your Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552, toll free. We're here to help you understand the wide world of nutritional supplementation. And who's next on the line, Doug?
Well, let's head to Capitola, California. And Karen, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hello there, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What's up?
Well, I have a friend who was diagnosed with schizophrenia and has been taking Zyprexa for about 3.5 years.
Okay.
And she also takes the Ultimate Daily and EFAs and mineral caps.
Okay.
And some niacin. My question, or her question actually, is, she really wants to go the natural route, and
okay,
her psychiatrist keeps saying, oh, we'll put you on something else, you know. And
you don't need to put her on anything else.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know how bad the schizophrenia is, so I don't want to be glib.
No, that's
the most,
really,
you know,
okay,
what the most important thing for schizophrenic patients is, or bipolar for that matter, mm-hmm, is to eliminate, completely eliminate refined sugar. That's right. The number one thing. In fact, if you do it for one day, you will notice a dramatic difference. I've seen this happen over and over again. Secondly, nutrients that help you metabolize sugar are also going to help you with central nervous system issues like schizophrenia or psychotic behavior. And first and foremost, we've been talking about them all day today, the B vitamins, high right. doses of the B complex. So you say she's on the, did you say she's on the pig pack?
Not the pig pack. She okay. takes the
Get her on the ultimate, ultimate classic or the Tang. Actually, the ultimate classic probably is better for her.
Rather than the tablets.
Yeah, get her on the ultimate classic. No, in addition to the tablets, throw in the ultimate classic. Have her take it a couple times a day.
Okay.
And then also one more thing is very important is it wouldn't be a bad idea to get her on the ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, two or three with every meal. And then if she has problems with those, throw in the enzymes. There's a few other things that you could do. Zinc is very important. Probiotics may help. But to start, get her on the Ultimate Classic, reduce or completely eliminate is the best way. All refined sugars and then the essential fatty acids. And if you can get her to exercise, that can be helpful as well. I guarantee you, if you do all of those things, you'll notice a dramatic difference.
One
okay?
question.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have time?
Sure.
We just wanted to know, would her symptoms get worse before they get better when she's easing off of the drug?
When she's easing off the drug?
She wants to just ease off of it slowly, like, you know, chip away at the...
No, they won't get worse. If they're getting worse, that means that she's not doing something that's not controlling, that she's not being controlled. So what I would be doing is load her up on everything we talked about, essential fatty acids, the B-complex, up the minerals a little bit, and then the exercise would be great, eliminate the sugars, and then gradually reduce the medicine as you're doing that. Now, do this with your doctor. I'm not telling you to stop taking the medicine, okay? I'm not telling you stop taking your medicine. Mm-hmm. Cooperate with your doctor on this, but it's her right to tell her doctor what she wants to do, okay? So I'm not sitting here telling you to tell her not to take her medicine. Work right. with your doctor on this. But my recommendation is indeed that she weans herself off and replaces it with nutrients, okay?
So you don't think the symptoms would...
Shouldn't.
The doc keeps saying, oh, your symptoms are going to get terrible.
No,
and
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
As long as she's doing these other things, though.
Right.
If she
right.
just takes herself off the medicine, yes, indeed, her symptoms could get worse and she could have a problem.
Okay,
so you got to do all of these other things that we talked about in addition to weaning herself off. And please work with your doctor on this, okay?
She is.
Okay, great. Thank,
thank
you so
you
much.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Have a great day in
I will,
Capitola. Okay, let's see if we can get another one in, Doug.
Let's head to Atlanta, Georgia. And Joseph, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hotlanta. What's up, Joseph?
Hello, doctor.
How you doing?
I've sat here listening to this, and I'm not. I don't have the benefit of listening to your show normally. And I had called Youngevity.
Okay.
And they referred me to the line. And I'm probably not different than a lot of people. I've just turned 60 years old, so I am a true baby boomer.
Okay.
And I don't have a lot of health issues,
okay.
but I do watch. Like I eat almost no sugar, no red meat, all
good.
Of those kind of
good
things.
For you.
And I had called to get a few products. I've always taken from Youngevity the Majestic Earth Osteo FX.
Okay. We're going to run out of time here, Joseph, so ask me your question.
So I want to know what would be a good couple of things to be
okay.
taking
good
to
question.
Protect my health.
Good question. We're going to run out of time, so I want to say this real quick. Make sure you're on the essential fatty acids, Ultimate EFA Plus E. Make sure you're on a good source of protein, Youngevity's Nature's Way or the Biolumin Living Essence. And make sure you get enough minerals. That is the Ultimate Classic or the Tangy Tangerine. If you want to go all out, throw in the Ultimate Multi or the Ultimate Daily. I wish we had more time because that's a great question. Call back next on Monday, and we'll answer that with a little more detail. Thanks for calling, everybody. Had a great show today. It's been great to be with you. I'm pharmacist Ben. For Doug Winfrey and for Dr. Wallach, all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network, remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later, and bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.